Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you only looked at the headline, last Friday's monthly jobs and unemployment report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics sounded like good news. Of course, this was contradicted by the underlying BLS data in Table A, titled Employment Situation Summary. There you see that only 57,000 more people held jobs than the month before, a tiny fraction claimed in the headline. This figure is dwarfed by the 90,000 increase in unemployed people and another increase in people no longer counted in the workforce of 35,000. In actual data, the number of people without jobs grew much faster than those who were working. It gets even worse. Even as the alleged unemployment rate overall fell more than 10% from a year earlier, it actually rose among teenagers aged 16 to 19. Perhaps the scariest data has to do with the breadwinner jobs. These are full-time jobs in manufacturing, construction, white-collar professions, business management and support, transportation and distribution, finance, insurance, real estate, and government jobs other than schools. In January 2001, there were 72.7 million breadwinner jobs in America. Since then, the U.S. population has grown 15%, but the number of breadwinner jobs is actually down slightly. These breadwinner jobs today have an average $58,000 annual income. On the other side, in January 2001, there were about 12 million people working as bartenders, waiters, bellhops, maids, parking attendants, and other mostly part-time jobs. Today, that total has increased almost one-third to nearly 16 million jobs. In these leisure and hospitality jobs, the average work week is now only 26 hours, with the result that these jobs pay an average of $26,000 annually. Yet, in the BLS's monthly jobs reports, both the breadwinner and the other jobs count equally in determining the number of job holders and unemployed. When you compare the facts against the misleading data in the BLS headlines, you know why so many people don't believe politicians claiming that the U.S. economy is recovering. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.